Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon there, beloved ones. How are you today? Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you. Today, I'm feeling like a spiritual warrior, and I feel like I want to have a spiritual revolution. I'm broadcasting today from hot Phoenix, Arizona, in more than one way. It's hot out here. We have a temperature that's going into the triple digits now, so we're in a totally different space than it was a couple of weeks ago. It is, the heat is on, but that's okay. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing, beloved ones. Today, most of you who know me know that I'm a really optimistic person, and I believe in positive thoughts, and I believe in positive energy, and I try to keep it that way. If you call me on my phone, the message is, hey, if your message is not positive, then you have reached the wrong number, and that's how I feel. But you know what? I have also a realist. I'm a realist, beloved one, and, you know, I don't mix politics and religion, and most of you also know me that I am a very political person as well. Been one for years, but I sort of try to separate the two of them, but sometimes they kind of come intertwined. And I have to share with you today because I'm feeling a lot like a lot of you are feeling about what's going on today and the environment of what's happening. We're living in very challenging days today, beloved ones. There are things that's happening that should not be happening, but yet they are happening. So, you know, I'm really feeling a little, I'm not quite sure how I feel about what's happening. I understand that God is in charge. I understand there's a divine purpose and plan for everything that happens. I clearly get that. But my humanistical side makes me a little upset about what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing being an African-American man, that life is being so devalued, and it should not be that way. I grew up in the 50s, so I grew up in the civil rights era, and there was no idea, I had no idea that here in 2020 that we will be still talking about some of the same things that people were experiencing back in the 50s. But hey, we have changed in a lot of ways, and there has been a lot of growth. And God knows I can tell you that because I've experienced some things that were pretty dark back in those days. But now things have come full circle in a lot of things, but some things have not changed. And we have to really put forth effort to help bring about change. I do understand that the earth, planet Earth, is shifting and changing, and our vibration is changing because we are moving into a higher state of consciousness for a lot of us. A lot of us will still be in that same dense consciousness. And sometimes in order to bring about change, it has to be radical. I understand that too. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around that and be able to accept the change that is. I understand that in every situation, in order for change to bring about, there's usually life to be sacrificed. I understand. I get it clearly. You know, Jesus Christ, for us to get the message of what was happening, he had to be crucified. Martin Luther King was assassinated. I understand that. Gandhi assassinated. I understand. And that sometimes change comes with a cost. I'm just hoping and praying that this particular change for George Floyd will help bring us into a new state of consciousness and awareness that we are at this point where we need to shift. The shift is coming irregardless, but unfortunately, it's hard for us to understand it because sometimes upheaval has to come in order for the planet to make a shift and for the people to make a shift. But there is a shift taking place, and there are beginning to be glimmers of hope in this whole process. I heard something this morning that made me really realize that things could take a different shift and things were going to take a different shift. I'm impressed when I see demonstrators out there, when I see all the mixture of people. It is just not an African-American demonstration. There are people of all nationalities, all colors, mingling and want to have a change. And that's a beautiful thing. Of course, we have some people that want to take it to another level. That's their consciousness, and that's them. But that's not the main purpose. And the majority of people want change, and they come together for change. Yesterday, I heard something that was very beautiful. In Flint, Michigan, yesterday, when the demonstration was going on, there were several police there, a large group of policemen, who actually took off their helmets, put down their batons, and joined the marchers. They joined the marchers. They marched with the marchers to the police precinct that they were going to protest at. The police force just walked with the marchers and held hands and became part of the demonstration. And when they got to the police precinct and they did what they needed to do, speaking and whatever, the police and the protesters embraced each other and gave fist bumps and were very glad, and they talked and they embraced each other and left in peace and mind. That lets me know there is a shift taking place. Some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. Some people are not getting it, but it's happening. It's going to happen, beloved ones. I want to reassure you that things are changing. And it may not be changing from where you're seeing it and what's happening in your city or whatever, but there are changes coming, and it's inevitable. It is going to change, and we're going to be better off for this situation going on. Okay? I just had to get that off my mind this morning because it's been something that I've been wrestling with for the last day or two, and I had to share that with you. You probably never heard me go in this direction again, but I had to share that because it was something that bothered me, and that was just being the reality of things. You know, that's just keeping it real, as they would say. But so let's get on with today's show, and let's get about it. First of all, let's pray so we'll be able to bring about the vibrational energy we need in order to be able to push this show forward and do what we need to do. So we're so grateful for that, but we always need God's support and help, because I'm just a vessel, beloved ones, to help bring forth a message and bring a word of encouragement to you. So, beloved mighty I Am presence, I give thanks this day for life. I thank you for allowing us to have another day to get it right here on planet Earth. We know that you are the source of all the energy. You are the source of all things that are good. You are the thought of all change. Every breath we take, it is through you, God, that allows us to be able to take the breath. It is through you, God, that allows us to be able to communicate. It is you, God, who allows us to be able to see and to be able to function. So we just pray, God, that you will continue to surround us with your love and your light, and that you will continue to give us the energy and the whereabouts and the knowledge to be able to rise above today's situation. Most of all, give us wisdom, God. Give us wisdom to be able to make changes and to bring about quality of improvement in our lives. We need that, and we so desire that, and we know that you are the source, God. We pray, God, for protection of our beloved country, God, that we are all living in. We know that things are happening that's beyond our control, beyond our seeing, but we know, God, that you are the source of all things and that you will continue to grow. So we know that you're in charge, and it is your desires and your plan of how things go. Give us the ability to accept the things we cannot change, patient enough to know that you are orchestrating and you know what is best for the planet. So we come in open hearts and open-minded that we would do that. We pray for the family of George Floyd and all those who have lost their lives in this struggle. We pray for all the people. We pray even for the ones who have taken their lives, because their lives are being affected as well. We know that you are the source. So we pray and bring about harmony for all beings and all species on the planet, God. We know that you will guide and direct our lives. And we just ask you to continue to use us as you see. As I come to you, God, today, I ask you to allow me to be a vessel in order to be able to bring forth a word of encouragement to these beloved ones. Use me, God. All of you and none of me, God. Just come through and allow your energy to flow into my life. I am so grateful for that, and I'm so grateful to be used. And I ask you, God, to just put upon a white light of protection for all these beloved listeners out there and keep them safe, keep them well, and keep them moving in a high direction. So I said, thank you, and so it is. All is well, beloved ones. All is beloved well. Well, again, I want to say hello to all you gods and goddesses. According to the teaching of Jesus Christ, that's who you are. You are gods and goddesses. And just want you to recognize who you are, because you're a very powerful being. You're a very, very powerful being. So for all of my old listeners, thank you so much for coming back and joining me today. And for all the new listeners, I am so grateful that you joined in today, and I appreciate you so much. And hopefully this won't be the last time you tune in. The holistic ministry is a spiritual, metaphysical ministry. For some of you who were maybe tuning in, thinking that you were going to hear a church service, this is not the ministry that may be for you. Because this is, we talk about truth, and there's no dogma involved here. I accept people of all religious backgrounds, all spiritual, whatever you choose to follow. I accept you to be part, because we are talking about universal truth. And universal truth cut across man-made religions. So we are not there. We're here to bring about a whole different shift in that thinking. So for you who are aware of that, thank you. And for you who are not aware of that, thank you too for tuning in. Because stay around. Listen, you may find it to be very eye-opening in a conscious way. I don't try to influence people in their thought. I just try to be a vessel to allow my energy and allow God to bring forth the word for those who want to hear what I have to say. And this ministry is not for everybody, and I understand that. I love you all irregardless. We all have a different path that we must follow. But for you hanging out with me this hour, I just want to let you know that I feel that Spirit's gonna make a shift and change in some of our lives today. Some of us gonna get some breakthroughs, and who knows, you may be one of those ones who will get a breakthrough today. And if so, God bless you. I'm just so excited to be able to bring the show to you and to be able to have you to be part of it. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing shows that sort of been dealing with the reality of improving yourself and getting you ready to be able to be prepared for what is coming. And beloved one, planet here in America and on anywhere on the planet, the change and the shift, things are not going to be the same. As a lot of people sitting around waiting for things to go back to normal, I'm sorry, normal is not as you know it. There is no normal. It is a new day, a new way, a new consciousness of doing things. And that's going to be good, because the old way, the old paradigm shift, it's time to be broken. It's time to move in a new direction. So I just want to thank you for being open and receptive to that, because change is going to come in regards of what you want or how you want it anyway. We cannot stop change. Change is inevitable. It's going to come. So we are seeing change taking place. You are just part of the change now. You're in it, and you're in the midst of it. Hey, you all chose to be here on planet Earth at this time. So embrace it, and let's make the best of what it is that we came to do here. Planet Earth is the school. This is where you come to learn your earthly purpose, learn purpose to grow as a spirit and grow as a spiritual being. So let's just go and see what the growth has to be for us. So today's show, what is faith and how to develop more of it? Beloved one, we heard that word, just have a little faith and life will be better. You know, I really like what beloved Jesus said. In Luke 17, verse 6, it says, if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. Just let's think about that for a minute. Just to think about that. If you have the faith of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Beloved ones, how many of you know how big a mustard seed is? A mustard seed is smaller than the head of a pin. So it's telling you that you need to have at least that much faith. And when it says move a mountain, that's allegorical, beloved ones. That means that you can overcome earthly challenges. You can rise above your situations. You can bring about things that you need to have in your life and help to grow on the planet. So it's not physically talking about a physical mountain, as you would say. But, you know, hey, I don't know. Maybe some of you may be able to do that. But basically, when they use that term allegorical, use that term is allegorical. And the question I'm asking you today is, why are we not demonstrating more faith? Why are we not demonstrating more faith? The dictionary meaning of faith is something that is believed, especially with strong conviction. To me personally, faith is being able to see things and feel things and bring them into fruition with our own thoughts and mind and feeling, to bring it to completion. When we have faith in it, that we can make a change, we can make a difference. And that's how I see it. And that's the way it is. But I'm concerned that most of us are not demonstrating our powers. We are not demonstrating who we are and the power that we have in order to be able to bring about the changes we need in our own lives. And today we want to discover, why is that happening? And what is causing that? I mean, there are a lot of things that cause people not to have faith, you know. And one of the biggest things is fear. The fear of the unknown. You know, you fear of the unknown, fear of not really having clear understanding of what it is that you think that you want. You're not clear. And you don't know how to go about getting that thing which you need. But Jesus is telling us that, hey, if you just have a little faith in what you want and how you're going to go about doing it, then you will be able to bring it into your life. So see, beloved ones, we forgot who we are, and we have lost confidence in ourselves. When you come into the earthly realm, you have ideas and knowledge about what it is that you want to do. But as you come in and your past is locked from you and you begin to develop based on the teachings of other people around you and beginning to grow in your own self, you forgot how powerful you are. You forgot who you are. You forgot where you came from. And when I say where you came from, I'm talking about your spirit. Your spirit, and that is the part, because you are spiritual beings having a human experience. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. And that's what you must learn first of all. That's where your power is, being a spiritual being as you are. So you came here on planet Earth and with your spirit to represent God. You are an extension of God here on planet Earth. So each one of us came here with a purpose and a reason to be able to bring forth and to make changes on the planet. So you have to understand that you have power and that you came here to do something different. And you have to understand, beloved ones, that God gave each one of us free will. And that is what is most challenging for most folks, because free will give you the right and give you the ability to choose to live in high frequency or to live in low vibrations. You have a choice. And when you're seeing things that's happening out on the planet today and seeing people acting in a certain way, that is because they are operating according to the vibrations they are demonstrating. You see, beloved ones, because you all were created in the image of God and the spiritual image of God. So we all have the ability to live our lives according to our vibrations. And you, beloved ones, you are creating your own life. You are totally responsible for what is showing up in your life. You can't blame your mother. You can't blame your father. You can't blame your sisters. You can't blame your brothers. You can't blame no one else, no one in society, for what you are becoming or what you have become. And if you are not sure where you are consciously or where you're at, just stop and look around. See what's going on in your life. See what's showing up in your life. That will let you know where you are consciously, because you have created your whole surrounding. Your relationships, your physical conditions, your health, everything you have played in the creation. Now, sometimes I will say there may be exceptions to that when you're talking about children. You know, sometimes children have little control of what their parents do. But even children chose their parents. So I don't know totally if that's, you know, a fact or not, because if you chose the parent that you wanted to choose to bring you here, then I'm sure you had some insight over the condition of that parent, okay? So we want to be able to understand that. And I know some of you may say, wow, minister, that's a little crazy. That's a little far out. That why would I choose to be homeless? Beloved ones, you know, that's a real deep subject. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, because I can spend the rest of the show and tell you about why people chose what they did. Because, you know, we're going to talk about that again, though, when I do a show on reincarnation, which hopefully a lot of you understand that it ain't your first time on planet Earth. This ain't your first rodeo. You guys have been here time and time and time again. Okay, so we're going to talk about that for you who understand and can accept and consciously understand that. You know, you see people living, you see homeless people, and you see people who live in mansions. And each one of those people have chose their own destiny or created their own destiny, you know, where they wanted to be and how they wanted their life to come out. So, beloved ones, we have to take full responsibility for that. We have to take responsibility for that on all levels of our lives, and we continue to take control of our lives, because you do have the power to do that. But see, some of you, and just going back to being homeless just for a brief minute, why would one choose to be homeless? Well, some of you in your previous lives were very successful. You had a lot of power. You had a lot of energy. You were you were in control of a lot of people, and you controlled a lot of people, and you did some things that was not for your highest good. And now you have to come back and experience some of the things that you have created. Okay? So you too, and that's why, judge not that ye be judged. Do not judge what you see with your eyes, because you do not know the contract that one has made in order to come back to planet Earth to be able to see what's going on. So have no fear. Everything is truly in divine order, and you have to accept that and not always be judging what you're seeing, because you don't know the contract. You don't know what contract that individual made with another person. You don't know what that individual made to come back here into Earth to go through and to be able to have or be able to deal with. So learn to see things, and you can always have empathy for people. But believe me, people, 99.9 of us have created the situations that are showing up in our lives. Hey, it's just the truth. If that's hard for you to take, I'm sorry. No, but I'm not sorry, because the truth is the truth, that you, beloved ones, have the ability to do it. So now we're going to go back to taking faith, having faith to be able to control your destiny, because you are very powerful, beloved one. You are gods and goddesses. Other words, the Creator have extended his soul inside of you. The soul, your I am presence in you is the same as the I am presence in the creative God force. So you have the ability, but you have got allowed yourself to get caught up in way you have things you have heard, your feeling world, and your conditioning since you've been here on the planet that make you feel as if you are not have the ability. So you do not have the faith to be able to do things because you don't feel, you're not feeling less. You deserve to have some of the things you think that you claim that you should have. And your destiny is up to you. You are manifesting what you want and what you don't want. Beloved ones, I want you to clearly understand that you manifest what you don't want just as well as what you do want. Okay? So when things showing up in your life that you don't necessarily think that you don't want to have because you are putting more energy on the things you don't want and they continue to show up. In order to change, and it's going to continue to happen that way, beloved ones, until you focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And sometimes I know that's hard because the reality of things is that it's right in your face, but you have got to be able to make the mental shift to put your energy on what you want, not what you don't want, and stop allowing what you don't want to show up into your life, okay? You have the ability to bring opulence into your life. You cannot be afraid, beloved ones. See, sometimes in order to be able to move forward, you have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to take chances, and you cannot be afraid. You see, beloved ones, God gave you the energy to do that. Not only did he give you the individual energy to control your destiny, he gave you guardian angels, and what we spoke about a show before, to be able to help you and assist you in your growth process. And if you are not sure how you can do something on your own, there is spiritual help for you to call upon. You can call upon those higher beings to come and to assist you in your growth process or to accomplish what you need to do, beloved ones. You have the right to call for help when you're not able to move forward on your own. Learn to tap in. If you did not listen to my show about angels and guardian angels and your helper, your spiritual helper, you need to go back and listen to that show. It's going to be a key for you. You know, I understand a lot of us are having a lot of hangups and a lot of things going on, and it's hard for us to move forward on our own, but there is spiritual help there waiting to help you to get you unstuck. But if you don't utilize what you have, then you will constantly stay in those states of being. Let me talk to you a little bit, too, about the fear of success and the fear of failure, because believe it or not, there's a lot of people having problems with that, okay? You'd be surprised how many people have the fear of being successful, okay? They claim they want to be successful, but deep down inside, there's a fear going on. Because with success comes responsibility. And deep down inside, a lot of people don't want to take responsibility, beloved one. In your subconscious mind somewhere there, you are not willing to be, you have been programmed not to want to take responsibility. You realize that successful people, you realize when you become successful, a lot is going to be expected of you. There's lots that's been going to be expected for you from a society standpoint, and a lot is going to be expected from you from your family and your associates. They're going to expect you to operate in a different manner because of your, and they're going to expect for you to take charge in a lot of things and to be what they cannot be. And for a lot of you, you do not want to be a leader. Deep down inside, you don't want to have other people depending on you. You're not feeling that. You don't want to feel burdened, or you feel that being successful will make you feel burdened. So a lot of times like that, people will, when even opportunities come their way, they do not accept them because subconsciously they're feeling they don't deserve it. And then they're feeling if they don't want to be responsible because that's going to cause them to step out and be able to do more things. So people will not only not accept it, but they will self-sabotage themselves. Even when they're going along and they saying they want to be successful, but they will sabotage their process. They will continue to move themselves in a state of just doing things to cause everything is going right and they would do something off the cuff or do something really crazy to cause themselves to be distracted or take them off of their goal and off their plans, even though they said they wanted, they self-destruct. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have heard or had conversations with people who claim that have a relationship? You know, people, I want to be in a relationship. I want to have a relationship. I want to have someone close to me, to have someone that I can be close to and be able to be just have a relationship. So, okay, you have that energy and feeling, which would do. So you go out, you meet someone, and for some reason, after a couple weeks, a couple months, the relationship goes astray, whether for you or by the other person, because you sabotage that relationship. Because deep down inside of you, beloved one, you're not feeling that you really are deserving a relationship. Something, someone, something has made you feel that you do not deserve to be happy. So you have to be willing to deeply look inside of you and find out why you are not able to be successful in a relationship. What are you really carrying? What are you really bringing forth from a previous relationship or for something that's happening? There's something going on inside of you that allowing you, that is not allowing you to be complete and feel complete in a relationship. So what I need you to do, I need you to look and give yourself an examination. Before you go off and get into another relationship, if you've had a string of relationships that are not successful, stop and examine what's really going on inside of me. Don't put the responsibility on somebody else. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror and find out what's happening with us. It ain't the other person. If you keep getting yourself in the same situations, keep getting attracted to the same kind of person, same kind of people, it's more than likely what's going on inside of you, beloved one. You have to learn to change that way around. And once you learn to change, once you shift and change, then you begin to kick your faith in, knowing that the universe is going to bring you the kind of person that you need and want in your life. You hold the image of that kind of person that you want, and you get to bring forth. But first of all, you got to fix yourself. If you don't, you're just going to continue to be in a rotation of bad relationships. And it's just going to keep going on and on and on until you're able to come forth and move into a higher state and be able to bring about what you need to do and feel more deserving and to have those kind of things. Because you do deserve it. You deserve it. And you need to be able to bring forth and create. Remember, you are co-creators with the Creator. So you have the ability to bring forth in your life. But if you are blocking yourself with things going on in your subconscious mind, then you're really having some major problems that you are the ones going to have to get yourself out of that mental dilemma. You are the ones that are going to have to be able to make a difference in your life and to be able to bring forth that which you need to do into your life. See, everybody has fears, beloved ones. They do. I had fears, unbelievable. When I first started doing this show, I had so many fears that come up. It was very difficult for me to get started because I had fears. I was wondering, would people listen to what I had to say? I used to wonder, I say, do I have the voice that would make people be interested in hearing and listening to me? I used to say, do I have the ability to attract the kind of audience that I want to teach, especially being in a metaphysical ministry? I used to doubt myself of whether I could attract the kind of people who were open and receptive and people who were on the path that wanted to get a little more information to move forth. There was doubt in my mind. I had fears in my mind. You know, I also thought that maybe people listen to that. Maybe he just want to do this to make money. Well, that ain't true. that's a joke. That ain't happening. But there's a lot of thoughts, and it, my thoughts just went on and on until I was able to understand that I had to stop and think. And I had to stop and think. And then I realized that, hey, God has given me this calling. God has given me this calling, but the calling was not for me. So I had to get out of my ego thinking that I was the one that was making this happen. You see, a lot of times we think that it's up to us. But if we have God directing us and moving us direction, He has already put everything inside of us. I've known about my spiritual calling for years, but I didn't never moved on it because of those things I was just telling you was going on in the back of my mind. And that was all due to my ego. I had to come to full understanding that, James, you're just a vessel. You are not the one that's delivering this message. It is the creative spirit inside of you. It is the God energy, the God force that's allowing it to come through your mouth. You are just a vessel. And so you just need to do what you need to do. You need to open your mouth and allow God's words to come through. You see, beloved one, when God gives us something that we need and something we want or something we have to do, He will give us that energy to fulfill it and to do it. He's already put that inside of us. So we just have to step in and begin to understand what we're doing. And, you know, then I had to realize that in this incarnation, this is what I needed to do. This is what I needed to bring forth to be able to do this, because God had already given me the choice to be a vessel. And I didn't have to accept the choice. We do have free will, so I could have done something totally different. But I decided that, hey, I'm going to do it in this lifetime, or I'm going to come back and do it again. So, you know, I figure it's best that I go ahead and work it out and get it done in this one, beloved one. You know, I don't know how to explain more either than this, brother. When you take one step towards something, God will take two. And that simply means that when you step out on faith, God will be there to give you bring about everything that you need. At every step that you take in faith, God will bring something else. And it's like a puzzle. But you have to take the first step in order to be able to bring forth that energy, to be able to bring forth that, to do it. You have to get started. You have to be the first one to be able to move forward and say, okay, I am going to do this. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm not going to be held back. I'm going to do it. And once you make up your mind to do it, all you got to do is just do it. Believe me, beloved ones, the Creator has always gave you everything you need in order to be able to move forth to get what you need to get done. But you have to do it. You have to stop setting back. You have to have that faith, just that little bit of faith, like the mustard seed. If you take just a little faith and move forward and say yes to your purpose, the universal God force will be there to help you move into that next realm of completing what you need to do. Okay? So learn to deep, and if there's something inside of you that's burning you that you feel that you want to do, then do it. Don't worry about the failure. Don't worry about being what people are going to say. What's going to happen? Because God's already known. He took the first step. He gave you the dream. If you're thinking about it, I mean, and you believe in it, that means that God has already took the first step. Because it is the God who put the idea in your mind from the start. That wasn't you. That was God who gave you the idea to be able to move forth and to be able to accomplish what you need to do. So, brothers and sisters, you need to go forth and stop sitting around and waiting for things to change and waiting for things to be perfect in order for you to make things different. And with conditions of today, beloved ones, like I talked to you earlier, there is no normal. What you heard, remember, as normal back in 2019, December 2019, when you went into 2020, things began to shift and change. We are not going to go back in that way. That is which, if you're looking for the normal based on from looking back, that's not, it's a new day. More than anything, at this particular time, you have to learn how to tap into your God force and to be able to tap into your faith, because you are going to have to be creators to help bring yourself through this change, because there are things happening, and it's not going to be the same. And so you and the God force in you are going to bring forth and help you to be able to change and bring about a new life, beloved one. You are going to have to be responsible for yourself and for your family. If you're the head of your household, then and you are consciously aware, then you need to step up your game, okay? Because there is no help coming from the government. There is not going to be any help coming from society. You and God are it, beloved ones. So you, God, it, your family, you are the ones that are going to help kick you into the next level. But the good and beautiful thing is that the shift is taking place, and there is better days coming. I'm telling you, there is a new paradigm shift coming. If you have the ability to sustain yourself and hold on and be patient and understand that things are going to get lighter, things are going to get easier, and it may get harder before it gets easier. But you have to understand that you have to do your job in order to be able to bring forth the change that you need in your life. You have to do that. Okay? So buckle up. Begin to understand that God has given you power to bring about change. God has given you power to be able to be a higher, elevated spiritual being. So do what you need to do. You know, look in the essence of your mind. We're talking about bringing about change using all methods. There's all kind of stuff out there you can use to work on yourself to make yourself a better person, make yourself a better being, because you're going to need it all, beloved one. You're going to need every strength, every mental, every spiritual tool in the toolbox you're going to have to use in order to be able to make it through this next phase of what has already happened and what has already changed. I don't know how many of you know it. There's 42 million people unemployed, okay, beloved one, and a lot of those people are not going back to work. So we have to be able to be creative, to be able to bring about things that we need to do, and you may be one of those unemployed people. And if you are, then God knows you need to start tapping in to your wisdom and your understanding so you can be about doing what you need to do to be able to survive in these days. And don't become a victim, become a victor. And I need you to do that for yourself and to over the planet, because that's going to be very important to you. And as Jesus said, you don't have to have a lot of faith, but you got to have some faith, beloved ones. You got to have faith in knowing that things are going to get better for you, and that God is with you, and God will never forsake you. God has given you guardians and angels to be with you, to carry you through things like this. You heard me say that you all have chose to be here, and we'll talk about that more in a couple of weeks when I do my show on reincarnation, because all of you have chose to be here at this particular time. And it's important, because this is a time where your souls are growing to a higher level and becoming more conscious to be able to shift from third dimensional to fifth dimensional beings. And you are moving in that energy and form. So it is important that you understand that. But now, till we get to that level, I need you to have faith that you can make it through and be able to do for yourself, to bring forth that energy, to tap into your spiritual awareness and spiritual consciousness to be able to know that I'm going to be okay, beloved one. It is so important, because when you start having doubt as if I'm going to, will I make it? Can I make it? Can I sustain? Or will the world come crashing down on me and I cannot sustain? And you find yourself being caught in despair and situation, because when you get into that negative frame of thinking that you are going down, then beloved ones, you're going down. I just can't put it no other way. You have to learn how to shift and keep up, keep positive, keep faith, and keep strength, knowing that it's going to be okay. So if you're feeling in any way you're feeling doubt, you start saying to yourself, I'm going to make it, child of God. I am blessed and highly favored. You know, I can make it. Start using a mantra, beloved one. You know, hey, you are blessed people. You are spiritual people, and you are blessed and highly favored. That's one of the things I say every day. Hey, I am blessed and highly favored, because I need my subconscious mind, and I need to tap in. I'm doing my part of it, knowing that the Creator is doing his part, because he's giving me what he needs to do, and I know I got support from my spiritual help. But I know that I have to do my part. My part is to keep myself up mentally. And your job is to keep yourself up mentally and tap into your spiritual side so you can bring forth that energy you need in order to be able to sustain yourself and move to a higher state of consciousness and higher state of aware. Don't become a victim, beloved ones. It is not going to be hard to do if you allow yourself to go down and you allow yourself to get caught up in all the negativity that's going on. You will get caught up and you will find yourself in a really unhappy place as you go forward. But I'm here to tell you there is light at the end of the tunnel and that you can make it. You have all the abilities to make it. The Creator has given you everything you need to be able to make it, but you have to want to make it too. And some of you, like I said, if you're head of your household, whether you be male or female, then you have to take the responsibility to step up and to begin to understand that you have more control than you think that you have, or that you are aware that you have, and know that God will not forsake you or leave you. He's given you everything that you need and giving you help every second of the day to take you through there. All you got to do is just have a little faith to ask and to put forth and go for. So that's why you need to tap into more faith. That's how you develop more faith. And every time you take more action in faith, you will have more faith. Faith begin to build as you begin to step out and begin to step out onto, you know, to a faithful thing. You begin to move forth, then the Creator will see that you're moving, and He will give you a bridge. He will put a path for you to walk on and to move on. But you first, beloved one, have to have the faith. You have to take the step. And taking the first step is beginning to develop your faith. That's how you develop more faith, is by taking the first step. And when you take the first step, the Creator, the God force, whatever you want to call your higher being, your higher self, is here to help you and support you to get to the next level. So I need you to be able to do that. It's important that you are able to do that, beloved ones. And I want you to understand that the universe is supporting you, but you have to support yourself. So don't be afraid, regardless of what you see going on around you, knowing that sometime change has to come, and sometime upheaval has to come in order to bring change. So hold stead in your belief and in your faith, knowing that this is just a time where the shifting taking place on the planet, and that it's all going to be well. Okay, beloved ones, I am so grateful that you tuned in, and I'm so happy that you continue to tune into the show and continue to do. You know, I'm going to give you my website here in a few minutes, but there is a part on the website that gives you where you can leave me a message, or you can, you know, let me know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, whether there's something that you want me to talk about or something you want me to talk about. You can do that. I love to get feedback to see how we're doing, because I'm talking, so I don't know what's happening out there in the audience. Some people call me and some people talk to me. Some of my friends I know that listen will give me feedback, but I need to know more about what you're feeling. Is what I'm sharing with you helping you to grow? Because that's the purpose. If it's not helping you to grow, then there's no use for you even tuning in, because that's the purpose for doing the show, is to help you to be able to move to a higher state of consciousness and awareness, and so you can have a better life, so you can move forward. So I'm asking you to continue to do that. So please visit my website, read the website while you're there, and send me a message. On the lower left side on the front page, you will find where it says contact us. Just put your information there and leave me a message. Let me know how you're doing and whether you're gaining something, or if you're not gaining something, let me know that too, so I know how to improve and how to be able to deliver a message to you that would be a help for you. So this is about, this is a helping ministry. We are about making quality of life better. So that's the purpose that I do that. So if you haven't got your pen, grab your pencil. I usually try to give the website out every show, but sometimes people don't write it down. So I want you to write it down, because that's the way that you can communicate with me. You go to the website, and there's a section on there where you can contact me and let me know what you're doing, and I'm more than welcome your feedback. It's www.theholisticministry, and you got to put the T-H-E holisticministry.com. and that would take you to my website, and you'll be able to read about this ministry. And while you're there, read my testimony. You know, I've had a challenging life, but through the grace of God, I'm here, and I'm here to be able to, with God's grace and the prayer and of many older people and people on the this side and outside who prayed for me and helped keep me in tune, and me myself working on myself. I did my part of working on myself and stepping up and saying yes to doing what I need to do. But and that was all through grace and through God's power. I'm totally a vessel, beloved one. It is, as Jesus said, it is not I who do the work, but the I am inside of me who's doing the work. It is the I am who is allowing me to be able to communicate with you and to talk to you this day. So I want you just to be able to hold on, hold tight, and knowing that it all is going to be okay, beloved ones. It is going to be okay. Regardless of how it looks right now, it's going to be okay. You're shifting. You're moving. We're moving into a higher state of consciousness, and we have to go through what we have to in order to clear things out, to go through the purification. We have to go through this in order to get to the next side. So it's all good. So, beloved ones, when you go to the website, you have a right to make a donation if you feel that you like to do that. It's okay. The site is secure. And we just ask you to continue to send us good thoughts, send us good blessings, and we're just grateful for whatever you can do. I'm happy for that. So we're going to get ready to close, and I'm going to give us a prayer so we will be able to sustain ourselves through this week and to be able to move forward. So, Father, Mother, God, we give thanks and gratitude for allowing us to have another day, another time. And we ask you, God, to continue to guide us, continues to give us strength, and continues to give us understanding and awareness, and bring us more aware of who we are, spiritual beings having a human experience. So I ask you, God, to continually to allow us to move forward and to grow in a manner that's for our highest good, knowing that you're in charge, knowing that you have given us everything that we need in order to take control of our destiny, that we only need to look within and call upon the I Am presence. We thank you, God, for the guardian angels that you have placed in our lives to be able to assist us to where to go forward. So now, God, we just ask you to open up our thoughts and mind and allow us to have more faith in ourselves. Allow us to believe more in ourselves and believe more in you and to continue to grow, God, knowing that all is well, knowing that you are with us and guiding us and teaching us at all well. And as we go through this week, God, that you will be with us and guide us and give us strength and continuously help us to move into higher states of consciousness. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So thank you, beloved ones. I'm so grateful that you are with me and with joining today. And please come back next week and bring a friend, bring a family member. And remember, all the shows are archived. So as soon as after I finish, everything is archived, and you can just go in and listen to the show at any time, and you can share it with others. So thank you, and have a blessed and positive week, knowing all is well, beloved ones. It's all good, and so it is. Amen.